this past week, I had somebody tell me that he was at church. It wasn't a church that I've ever been to, nor is it a church that I would ever go to, nor would I recommend, especially on the basis of this. And he said the pastor in the pulpit was singing the praises of a particular candidate for president. I want to address this not as an endorsement or unendorsement of a particular candidate, but he was addressing how he thought that every Christian should vote for Bernie Sanders. Now, you're probably thinking I was going to say somebody else, but this guy's was in church, and he said the pastor was saying all Christians should vote for Bernie Sanders, and here was his reason. Because remember, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's an avowed socialist, or really he's a communist, and he spent his honeymoon in the old Soviet Union. He didn't just travel to the Soviet Union on a whim back during the Cold War days when he took his honeymoon there. But the reason that this pastor said that all Christians should embrace Bernie Sanders as their candidate is that it's not right. There are people who are millionaires here in town, and this was in Summit County. There are people here in the Akron area who are millionaires, and then there's other people who are living under bridges because of poor life choices, and that's just not right. And Bernie Sanders is going to take the money from the people who are millionaires, and he's going to take care of these people who are living under bridges. Now, I appreciate the idea, and we should try to help the unfortunate, the indigent and the unfortunate, do what we can to help them. But I want to break down a couple things that he was stressing in that statement. He was stressing the Bernie Sanders campaign line that we should be covetous of the wealth of those who have made money, the wealth of those who have more money. I was telling my friend when he was telling me, he asked me what I thought about that. I said, I would believe the guy was serious when he took his money and gave it to the people living under the bridge, because I guarantee he makes a lot more money than I do as a pastor of that church. But there's covetousness. Seems to me there's something in the Ten Commandments about thou shalt not covet. Well, the whole idea of socialism and communism is based on the idea of covetousness. And you can hear it in the rhetoric. Covet. Be envious of the money that others have that you don't have. Be envious of the things that others have that you don't have. The property they have that you don't have. The car that they have that you don't have. The house that they have that you don't have. Etc., etc., etc. So covetousness. That's, like I said, it seems to me one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not covet. And then it also endorses breaking another commandment, thou shalt not steal. Because we're going to take, not ask for, we're going to take the money from those who have it. We're going to take it. They don't deserve it. Why should they have that money? Be envious. Be covetous. Break the Ten Commandments here. Be covetous, even though the Bible says, thou shalt not covet. And take that money, even though the Bible says thou shalt not steal, so that we can give it to who we want. Well, let me tell you, the dictionary defines socialism as a stepping stone, basically, to communism. You can look that up. And in communism, if you don't work, you are not going to eat. You remember Hitler? Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Party of Germany. And they said that people who are useless eaters needed to be exterminated. The elderly, the infirm, those who had mental and physical disabilities that could not produce, they executed them. The Jewish people that they thought were an inferior race, they executed them because they were useless eaters. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, proponent of eugenics, said we need to get rid of the human weeds. They're essentially, like others said, useless eaters, and we need to eliminate them. That's what comes from that philosophy. And to have a pastor, I apologize to my friend for getting a little irked over it, but to have a pastor recommending socialism, recommending the breaking of the commandment, thou shalt not covet, recommending that a pastor recommending the breaking of the commandment, thou shalt not steal. Hey, the best way you can help somebody out if you've got a lot of money? You can spend it. Think about this for a second. Somebody pointed this out one time. In our free market system, You know, you think a politician only has to get your vote when there's an election. But earlier this morning, I was down near Medina, and I stopped into a place to get a cup of coffee while I was driving. You know what I did when I bought that cup of coffee? I voted with my money to keep that business in business. Yesterday, when I was out doing some things, I stopped in some place. Tuesday, when I was out doing some things, I stopped in some place, and I bought some things. Each time I stopped someplace and spent money, I voted with my money to keep those places of business in business. I didn't have to stop at the places that I stopped. I chose to. Nobody forced me to. It was my money, and I chose to vote with my money what businesses I wanted to support. Just like when elections come along, you know, politicians want you to support them with your vote. But that got me to thinking here, and let me go over to Matthew chapter 20, and we've got a few minutes left in the program. And I'm going to go through something really quick here. And I've talked about this at our church. And in Matthew chapter 20, there's a great illustration of the man. I'll just start reading verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, sent them into his vineyard. Now, several things that we see here. And while this is not primarily an exposition on economic situations, but we can glean some things from this as Jesus gave this parable. The man was a householder. He was a property owner. He had a vineyard, so he owned an agricultural enterprise. He hired people. You know what's missing in this? The government. Nobody told him who he had to hire. And then he found some people who wanted to labor, and he agreed with them a penny a day, and that penny was a day's wages at this time. A fair day's wages for a fair day's work. And he agreed with that, and the laborers agreed with that. The government is not involved here. But now, this is a perfect example of the free market system right here. It was this man's money. It was this man's house. It was this man's vineyard. He had work that needed to be done. These men that were willing to work, they were laborers. They were willing to work, give a fair day's labor for a fair day's wages. Now, in the free market system, the best way for it to work effectively is to have people who are motivated by biblical principles. And you can see this. I'm not going to read through the entire thing, but he goes back at different points during the day because he needs more people to labor. And toward the end of the day, he finds some people who had been there all day in the market wanting to work, but nobody hired them. And he said, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they said, "Well, nobody hired him." He said, "Well, go work in my vineyard, and at the end of the day, I'll give you what's fair." And they said, okay. And they received a full day's wages. Now, people who worked all day were upset about that. And he said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way, and I will give to this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?" And again, it reiterates the fact it's his money. And what he did is he saw people that wanted to work. These are not people who couldn't or who wouldn't work. These were people who had been unable to find work that day. They had families to feed. And this man, out of the kindness of his heart, out of concern for his fellow man, without the government reaching into his pocket and forcing him, and without stirring up class envy, covetousness, and then stealing from this man willingly chose, "I have the ability to help these people. I'm going to give them a day's wages to take care of their families. And I'm doing it as I want to because I am concerned and compassionate about my fellow man." Maybe we'll revisit this parable again sometime